Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned to Press TV's World News. I'm Marcia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story this hour takes us to Bahrain, where prominent human rights activist Nabil Rajab will face trial for tweets slamming Bahrain's prison system and its involvement in the Saudi war on Yemen. Rajab's lawyer says the rights activist faces a prison term for accusing security forces of torturing detainees in a main prison and killing civilians in Yemen. The rights activist was notified of the referring of his case to the High Criminal Court for trial. Now, according to his lawyer, Rajab will face up to 13 years behind bars if convicted in this case. The 52-year-old activist was arrested earlier this month on no specific charges, as the Al-Khalifa regime has intensified its crackdown on Shia Muslims. Last Monday, Bahrain revoked the citizenship of top Shia cleric Ayatollah Isa Qasem. The move has triggered mass demonstrations in the country and widespread international condemnation. Crossing over to West Virginia, joined by Colin Covell, author and lecturer. Mr. Covell, great to have you back with us. Looking at this situation, now we have a human rights activist, once again, Nabil Rajab, being threatened with being in prison for years just because of tweeting about Bahrain's prison system. What is going on in Manama?
Ms. Marzia, the illegal Al-Khalifa regime is attempting to shut down all up in the kingdom by arresting all of the opposition leaders, by revoking their citizenship, and by deporting them from the country. So they want to have a clean sweep, and they think that by total repression that this will end the opposition to this illegal regime.
When you're talking about deportations, we know that right now, actually the leading Shia cleric there, Ayatollah Isa Qasem, actually has gotten deportation notice or canceling, basically, of his citizenship. How is it that the nationals of that country, that this government, this regime, can get away with actually deporting people, canceling their citizenship? And there's no outcry, really, international outcry. The U.S. has said a few things. However, they continue to deal with Bahrain. U.K. is the same way, of course, continuing to sell arms to them. What will it take? What has to happen, in your perspective, that we see more pressure from the international side of things on the regime in Manama?
Well, it is true, as you say, that the United States and the United Kingdom have largely kept silent regarding the arrest, the deportations, the stripping of citizenship of all of these opposition leaders. But that is a demerit on their part. It undermines their legitimacy as leading states in the international community. On the other hand, you get comments from the leader of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who said on Friday that attacking Sheikh Isa Qasem means removing all obstacles blocking the heroic Bahraini youths from attacking the regime. So by making this statement, Iran demonstrates that it is one of the new leaders in the international community. And it is standing up for human rights. It is standing up for freedom of expression. It's standing up for the principles embedded in the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Whereas the United Kingdom and the United States are merely protecting their hegemonic oil interests.
Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Colin Covell, author and lecturer out of West Virginia.